Okay. Okay, Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts? Ms. Gallen? Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Spatt? Dr. Rubin? Ms. Tibbetts, are you with us? Ms. Gallen? Dr. Rubin? Dr. Rubin? Ms. Tibbetts, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And Ms. Gallen? Ms. Gallen? Ms. Gallen?
I'm here.
Okay. We have quorum, Dr. Sadlick.
Okay. Rule one, number six. Review consideration of possible action regarding conflict of interest policy and procedure. Everyone received that. Are any questions on that specifically for Mr. Larson or Ms. Ansby? Everyone was okay with the verbiage on that?
Yes, we're fine.
Okay. So
okay with it? Questions for Gail, do you want to expand on it at all, or
and Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, this is just standard language for most of the boards have these policies in place, and I would just need the board to approve the policy.
Again,
yes, please.
I'll make a motion. We approve the new policy changes.
Second.
And roll call, please. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. So let's go on to number seven. Review consideration of possible action regarding executive director proposed rule changes. That was that lengthy document. I don't know how much the board was able to get through. Ms. Anthony can probably explain a little bit better.
My apologies for the length, board members, and we do not have to get through this document today. I just wanted to bring this forth to the board. At some point, the board needs to kind of sift through these. We need to get whatever changes the board wants to change. I need approval on that so that I can move forward with getting a request from the governor's office to do a rules package and move forward with that. This all stemmed basically from a 5-year review that was done for medical assistance. That change, although minor, is in those rules. And then as I was doing the rules, I thought, well, I'll just go through all of these rules and make, you know, proposed changes. And if the board approves, fine. If you want me to not make changes to certain statutes, that's fine. A lot of these changes have to do with conformity in language and in terms of definition versus what's currently in the rule. So, I apologize for the length. I know it's a lot, and we don't have to by any means get through this today, but I wanted this to be on the table for on the board's attention. And if there's certain questions I can answer today, that's fine. If you want to move this forward to the next meeting and maybe craft some specific questions for me that I could specifically answer, that would be fine too.
Dr. Phil, what's your thoughts?
Just a quick question more on the medical assistant. And I probably relate to the game on this. If I hire a medical assistant, I need to run that medical assistant by the board for approval. Is that what this is saying? Or is this some sort of a different delineation or exception for a medical assistant?
Well, we've always had application for a naturopathic medical assistant. So I think statute says if the medical assistant wants to be certified by the board as a naturopathic medical assistant, then they would have to be certified by us.
Okay, so I could just hire a medical assistant and they do their role as a medical assistant, but to become certified as a naturopathic medical assistant, they would have to come in front of the board. Does that give them additional, I don't think it gives them additional scope or anything like that, does it?
Dr. Popey, I'm sorry. I really don't know that I can answer that question specifically today. I can certainly look into your question and get back with you.
I in the past, I have hired medical assistants, and I thought that this was like a special foundation that I didn't need to have to run through. I just want to know if I have hired another medical assistant in the future, I have to run them through the board or not. I just want to be on the right side of this, and I just wasn't clear myself. So I don't need an answer today. I just want to know that I understand what this means or what needs to happen. Sorry for my little dude here, too.
And I'm looking at Justin, and I think we'll look into that and get back with you if that's okay.
Yeah, totally fine.
Okay.
Questions, and I addressed them already with Gail, and maybe we'll hit that next time when I went through that. There were a couple questions on IVs. That was about halfway through that. So if the physician members can take a look at that, so next time we can address it if needed.
That was my biggest takeaway of a couple pieces of it was the question is, okay, these doctors are getting licensed to start practice. How can we certify that they're knowledgeable to be able to do IV infusions or capable of that? And so, there was a number of times it was brought up, like, how do I certify this or how do we know this? I figured that if you graduate from school, got a license to do it, so I get the idea that you would need additional verification, but I don't know how that would look.
Yeah, and my biggest concern was, that's fine. I mean, they graduate from school, they retire, and hopefully they know how to do it, or at least can find resources. So I think the biggest problem the board has had is with varying laws with prescriptions from state to state. And we've been pretty good at making sure someone understands the pharmacology if they're coming from a state that has a very minimal scope. IV-wise, I would imagine all schools have already gone through IV, polarity, et cetera, et cetera. So can you clarify any of that, Gail?
Right. So, Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, I think you're referring to R418-902. And I think that the issue comes when somebody comes in who has graduated or been licensed prior to January 1st of 2005. And so number two says they need to complete 60 hours of pharmacology courses with an examination, and I'm paraphrasing, I apologize, but that's become very, very difficult to find. Back in the day, around 2003, 2004, the board did have pharmacology modules that they offered, and there was a test with each pharmacology module. Those are long outdated and have not been used for years and years. So then the problem becomes for these folks that are coming in, and there's not very many of them, but when they do come in, we're trying to find education with the exam that will encompass that language, and it's just almost impossible to find. And so we may want to address it in terms of just simply having them pass the NAMNI examination. They have a new exam. And so if that becomes problematic, they could always go and take that add-on exam through NAMNI. And again, it doesn't happen very often, but it does become problematic for those certain people that do fall into that category, unfortunately. And we don't really have anything to offer them. We're telling them, well, you need to meet these requirements, but we're not giving them a lot in terms of you need to go, this is how you need to meet it. And so I think by inserting that NAMNI exam maybe the means to give them that opportunity to take it and meet that requirement.
Anyone else? One other thing in there, a change in CEU requirements, it looks like.
Right.
Looks like it was going to 20 hours from 30 hours.
Right. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good idea, I guess, but I don't know. It's hard to say. I think the further you out from get you're out from school, obviously you're getting clinical training and clinical practice, but it's tough to keep current on things. So I understand the validity of 30 hours to try and keep up on things as much as possible, but it's tough to get that in.
Yeah. Good. Good. Dr. Spad, were you discussing?
Besides.
I heard your voice. I didn't know that was you. I mean, this is all preliminary, but any more questions on, there's CMEs in there, NAMNI in there. If everyone could re-glean that, maybe we could get more specifics on our next session together. That sounds like a plan?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay.
I'm going to move on to number 8, and that would be review consideration possible action regarding application for medical assistance certificate. Goes back to what you were talking about, Dr. Steele.
This is Dan Rubin. I'd like to recuse.
You are recused, Dr. Rubin. So that would be that Jamie McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Now make a motion for approval.
Okay.
This does please be on the motion.
Okay. Roll call, please. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
And Dr. Rubin is recused. Motion carries.
All right. I think this is the number 9. Review consideration of possible action regarding applications for clinical training certificate. Let's go ahead and start with each of these. Let's go ahead and start with number 9A. Julia Boles, B-O-L-E-S. Are you on the line? Hello?
Hi, is Elia? No, I'm sorry, this is Evan Rowland. I thought you were...
No, you'll be coming up. Is Bold on the line? Okay, sadly enough, he's not. So, Gail, can you give us the review?
Yes. Dr. Salek, members of the board, this is an application for a clinical training certificate. Applicant submitted an affirmative answer to one of the background questions. Applicant submitted the required supplement to the application, which was attached to your board member packet, and source documents did not disclose the incident.
I just had the approval, but I just had a question. There was a mention essentially that, you know, she was using medical marijuana for her own medical condition. I just thought it would be worth hearing from her as to how she's using that, I guess. But I guess it is what it is. I'm fine approving it.
Or you can have her come talk with you next time.
I mean, I'm fine approving her. She's gone this far in school, probably. I think it was a while back too. So, you know, I'm fine with the. I'm fine making. I'll make a motion. We approve her for clinical training.
I need a second, please.
I'll second for it.
Okay. And Dr. Sadlick.
Hi.
Dr. Popio.
Hi.
Ms. Tibbetts.
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move on to 9B. Ebony Roll, are you on the phone?
I'm here.
Applicant submitted an affirmative answer to one of the background questions. Applicant submitted the required supplement to the application, which was included in your board packet, and source documents did not disclose the incident.
Okay. Was there an incident in 2013?
Yeah.
And that might be more of Dr. Campbell's alley, but can you give us a brief, just very brief explanation?
Absolutely. Sure. If I could ask first what it means that source documents did not disclose it.
So source documents are referring to the information that received back from the background checks.
Oh, that's not saying that that's not saying that it's not something I didn't disclose, right?
No. It's just referring to the fact that it didn't show up on the documentation.
Okay. I appreciate that. So my anxiety is I am known as that I wanted to be a physician. It's something that someone asked me just yesterday how long I've been and it predates my earliest memories. And so since I have been little, I've worked toward that exact goal, which is why I'm interested now in my second year of medical school. So my life has been dedicated to helping out people who have been marginalized and the general public as well. And unfortunately, in 2013, I lost sight of that for a brief moment in time where I allowed myself to be negatively influenced and was caught shoplifting and did not cooperate with the loss management team. And so the police were called and an altercation ensued from there. I was convicted on a misdemeanor, and I did not even have to finish out my probation period. They excused me from that prematurely, which I appreciated. And then shortly thereafter, it was expunged. And, you know, it's a lesson that I continue to learn. We learned from my record. So,
call, please. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Dr. Popiel?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spatt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We're on to 5, 9C in the cat. And it's the Zahor, I think. Is she on the phone? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
On the phone?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you pronounce your name for us?
Yeah, it's Baba.
Okay. And yeah, can you give us a quick rundown?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Applicant, Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, applicant submitted an affirmative answer to one of the background questions. Applicant submitted the required supplement to the application, which was included in your board packet, and source documents did disclose the incident.
Okay, comments from you?
I had a friend of mine who was too drunk to drive, so I offered to drive him. And I did have one drink. Fortunately, I was around 5 a.m. And I blew like 0.6. I pled guilty for to the agreement that they gave me, and all charges were dismissed, and I was given a reckless driving charge. I did receive counseling before that as well, and and ever since then, I've never put myself in a bad situation like that again.
The very last part, and you hear both this, but just want to make sure, I'm trying to perplex a little bit by drunk people, Ubers or Lyft now.
Oh yeah, for sure. So if I'm ever in a situation where, somebody might need a ride, I'm not going to take that fall for anybody after this incident. So instead, I would rather just purchase them a ride if they are, I guess persistent on the driving or whatever it may be.
Okay. Any questions for him? And no questions for him then on the motion.
Does Dr. Popioli make a motion we approve his entry into clinical training?
I second the motion. And roll call.
Okay. And Dr. Sadlock?
Aye.
Dr. Popio?
Aye.
Ms. Tibbetts?
Aye.
Ms. Gallant?
Aye.
Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Spratt?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Sadlock, members of the board, if I may, there has been a lot of concern about the a few meetings ago. One of the board members brought up the possibility of defining minor surgery. And asked me to go out and ask the school and the association what they thought. Basically, what I got from them was their offer to help us define if the board wants to define that. My question to the board is, do you want to pursue discussion on defining minor surgery? And if so, do you want me to put that on the next agenda?
I was one of the ones who kind of was initially interested in that. I think it makes sense, you know. I mean, we've had a couple board cases that define that this might be a little bit of a gray area as far as, you know, who is actually defining minor surgery and what, you know, what our qualifications are. So I think it would just make sense for the future to try and mitigate any additional board items, malpractice items, et cetera, so that, you know, nobody coming out of school or nobody currently in practice is making the wrong decision as to what their scope of practice covers.
You're basically kind of saying, put it on the agenda then.
Yes, please. I think we need to define. We need to define it. I don't think the more time it spends is kind of open to the interpretation of the position. I think it's just I err on the side of defining it at this point.
Okay.
I'd like to get on the agenda.
And so would the board like me to put it on the next meeting agenda?
I think so. Okay. I think
yes, okay.
And now, you're able to get some input from the school, you said?
Well, I got, basically the information I got from both the association and the school was they're willing to help us if the board was so inclined to define this.
I'd like to hear what the other board members have to say, but I think it would make sense to define it at this point.
Let's ask Dr. Rubin, and we'll work down there real quick. Dr. Rubin, your thoughts?
Yes, Dr. Rubin. I think anytime we move a definition more forward, it's just reflecting better on the board and on the profession. So I'm in favor of discussing it.
Okay. Dr. Spatt.
Yeah, I totally agree 100%. Because we have a few cases that we didn't know what to do with, so I agree with.
I'm not sure I agree. Hold on, this is Dr. Rubin. I'm not sure I agree with Dr. Spatz saying that we didn't know what to do with.
Okay. Sorry about that. But
I'm not sure. What did you mean?
A couple of minor surgery that would be fine on some of the cases. I take my one with lecture. Not that we didn't know, but the decision was very difficult to make regarding the fine line that some of the case would present to us. With previous case in some of the meeting that we have. So I agree that we should be saying what minor surgery is so that we can have at least a concrete idea of how we're going to proceed next time.
concur. Obviously, I'm not a naturopathic. I don't have the honor of being a naturopathic physician, but I definitely concur with that. I would, it might be interesting to see what other states what they've got written down. And I would say that we would probably want to move forward with any, when we actually put paper or pen to paper, that we do, of course, cautiously so that we don't make so narrow.
Excuse me, I apologize, Dr. Campbell. This is Justin. I just want to, make sure we this wasn't agendized for, detailed discussion. I think that Gail just wanted to know if we should, put this on a future agenda for discussion. So I just want to make sure we don't get, too deep into the weeds on this. I think it's just a matter of whether we want to put this on the agenda in the future.
So to answer that, my response would be yes.
Is there anyone that's opposed to putting it on the agenda? Sounds like we're all in agreement. So, I think that's something we can enter into next time.
Okay, thank you, board.
Just Dr. Popper, I'd just like to add one more thing. I don't know if we have a cosmetic specialty or cosmetic group. I would think we would want, somebody from that group or the president of that group to participate in the discussion as well.
Correct. And Dr. Stadling, members of the board, Dr. Popio, there's a process and a procedure that we would need to go through, or you as the board would need to go through. And it would most likely entail a subcommittee with several people from, different areas to weigh in on this. And we would go from there. So I believe that perhaps somebody from that community would be able to sit in on that subcommittee.
Okay. Okay,
we have that accomplished. Let's go ahead and move on to number 11, unless there's any other future agenda items. Okay. So we'll move on to number 11, call to the public. Anyone that like to address the board? So one more time out, call to the public. 1, 2, 3, Steph, it's basically done. Adjournment, does anyone have anything further before we adjourn? Okay, thank you everybody.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, take care.